Hello, you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Charlotte Kniep, and happy Easter month. We have a few weeks now until the very special holiday, but we want to let you know about all of the great things that are happening with the church that will help you to celebrate and make it a Christ-centered week for you and your family. So on Sunday, March 13th, the brand new Mormon.org Easter campaign will be released to the public, along with two really inspiring videos, an animated one and a live action that you can watch with your family and share with others on social media. And the theme for this year is Hallelujah, celebrating all that Christ has done and overcame through the atonement and the resurrection. And it will be a really special and touching campaign. And we have Stephen King here, who is a manager of media production in the church missionary department. And he's going to talk to us about this campaign today. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah. So how did this idea of Hallelujah come to be?
That's an interesting story. And depending on who you talk to, you'll get a different story. So I'm going to tell you my version, if that's okay. I think this was mainly inspired by Handel's Messiah.
Okay.
Of course, there's the Hallelujah chorus in Handel's Messiah. But I remember sitting in the tabernacle 2 years ago when they were performing the Messiah. And we had queued up to release at a very specific time the Mormon.org Easter campaign. It was the first initiative that we had launched around a seasonal initiative. And as I sat there listening, it became very evident to me that we needed to team up with the Tabernacle Choir in some regard to for these future initiatives. Unbeknownst to me, our creative team at Bonneville Communications, or BonCom is what they're commonly called, they were conceiving ideas for this coming Easter, which coincides with the release of the Tabernacle Choir's recording of the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on who you talk to, there's several different things, but it's very evident to me that the Lord had his hand in this, and we were all inspired at different times to do different things to make this a success.
Wow. And what does the idea of Hallelujah mean to you? What does that word mean for you and your faith?
You know, that's an interesting thing. It depends on how it's translated, but there's a lot of different things. Hallelujah itself means God be praised, or it could also mean praise ye the Lord. It depends on the translation. But for me personally, and I think for most of Christianity, it's a great time to sing praise or to say praise in a way that is unique. We can say it any number of ways, but hallelujah really does mean praise the Lord, praise be to God for all of the things that happen to us.
Yeah, and how is that that concept represented in the two videos that you have? There's an animated video and a live action video. Tell us a little bit about those.
Yeah, and that's great. There's going to be three pieces to this, three video pieces to this. So the first one, and most of this, in fact, all of this is found at followhim.mormon.org beginning March 13th.
Mm-hmm.
The first video is a video that was shot in Israel, and then there's a couple pickup pieces in New York and Los Angeles. But this is millennials, if you will, or an age group, let's say 18 to 30, who are reciting scripture, much like Handel did, believe it or not, in his oratorio. But nonetheless, think of this in terms of these young people bearing testimony, if you will, through scripture of the Savior himself. It's very similar, and it's a companion piece to what we did at Christmas time, but we use children at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one piece. The second piece of this will be an animation. The animation is a complement to the live action, if I can call it that, and explains the need for us to follow the Savior, follow him, trust in him. And then the third piece does relate specifically to Handel's Messiah, and that's a piece that we shot with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. We invited the world to record the part that they sing, submit that on YouTube. We have pulled those off. We've had over 2,000 submissions. That will then be used in conjunction with the choir and the recording we have of the choir in a virtual choir. So we'll take these electronically and stitch them into the choir. And the video will be absolutely spectacular. It was shot in the tabernacle, so you'll have the choir and Mack Wilberg and the orchestra at Temple Square. And then as the piece progresses, the walls will fill up with these digital images of these people singing their part in conjunction with and in concert with the Tabernacle Choir. Really
oh,
a
wow.
remarkable piece. So it's kind of exciting. We're hoping that this this has some great appeal to everyone.
And these videos and the campaign all launches on March 13th.
That's correct.
You said.
That's correct. At followhim.mormon.org.
And then I know there's several languages involved in the campaign as well, so it's really a worldwide campaign.
It is. We've solicited responses to that virtual choir worldwide. We've also taken all of the content that we've created, this time the video and the animation, and we're translating those into 29 different languages and distributing accordingly.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Yeah.
It's really nice when everyone can get involved in these
yes,
great campaigns.
It really is. It's great.
Now, tell us about, I know there's a few different social media components. How can people get involved with the campaign in that regard?
We always hope that people will use the social media to help further this message and spread this message wider. A lot of this content is not necessarily, if I can say it this way, Mormon-centric.
Mm-hmm.
It's more Christian-centric. So we're hoping that lots of other Christian denominations will pick this up and share this also. But we're using the traditional methodology, YouTube, of course, with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir piece. The video will also be housed on YouTube, the animation on YouTube. We also are producing memes and GIFs, which we will use, and we'll, of course, distribute those through the various means like Facebook and Instagram. So we typically use Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Google Plus to distribute the messaging socially. Those are all approved channels from the church.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned a few days ago, as we were talking about this concept of people sharing images or videos of people who they'd loved who'd passed on, and how that fits in with the hallelujah theme of the campaign.
Yeah. Because of Christ and because of his atonement and resurrection, we have an opportunity. We believe this intrinsically, that we have an opportunity to be with our loved ones once again. So part of the live action video includes these millennials holding up pictures of their deceased ancestors. And said, because of him because I follow him and because I believe in him, because of all of those things that he's brought forward, I can live with them again. It's a great connection between a big component of this church, which is family history, and the Savior. A great connection has been made in this to really make this make sense to people in that context.
So people can share their own photos and their own thoughts about Easter using the hashtag Hallelujah. Is that correct?
That's correct. In fact, at the bottom of the website, followhim.mormon.org, at the bottom of that website, there's a solicitation for people to find a picture of their ancestor, take a picture of that, and then post it under that hashtag Hallelujah.
Oh, wonderful. I like it when all these different themes of the gospel come together and in one holistic place. So what do you hope viewers and participants will gain from the campaign?
There's always the hope, right?
Right.
There's always the hope that we'll help increase faith in the world, in particular, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and in his atonement. Our job and what we love to consider matches up with the injunction from our Father in heaven and Jesus Christ in Moses 139 to bring to pass immortality, the eternal life of man. We're hoping to do that by inviting all man everywhere to come into Christ, to learn about his restored gospel, and in the process of learning about his restored gospel, take upon themselves the covenants necessary to return to the presence of the Father.
Wonderful. That sounds like a great campaign to look forward to. Again, on March 13th, you can go to followhim.mormon.org to learn more about this Easter campaign and use the hashtag Hallelujah on social media to share your thoughts on this season. Thank you for being here, Steve.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Yes. Our quote of the day comes from President Thomas S. Monson, who said, "Through tears and trials, through fears and sorrows, through the heartache and loneliness of losing loved ones, there is assurance that life is everlasting. Our Lord and Savior is the living witness that such is so." Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.